So, yes, for the first 25 years of my life, of my order life, I should say, I met Bhante often, and I met him through his teachings. I felt very close to Bhante, but I did not feel close to Bhante personally. And I can say that when we met, the meetings were quite good, but I didn't feel I had a personal relationship, which some people, board members and mitras, have had, and some haven't. But I didn't, and my order life was very satisfying. At the end of 99, I moved back from India, living there for 7 years, and I ended up at Majjhimaloka. It was kind of I ended up actually. I might have gone to Padmaloka or Majjhimaloka. I was interested in both, and one way or another, I ended up at Majjhimaloka. Initially, Subhuti said, well, they're sure there was something for me to do. So just sort of helping out, really. I mean, literally, I started by putting letters into envelopes. Yeah, and Bhante was living there, and we used to have our dinner. It was the Majjhimaloka that Bhante sort of called together in 1995, although some of them had left, actually, by that time. Some of the college council members, if you can remember what that was. Yeah, we used to have our dinner with Bhante, and I used to love the conversation. It was a bit like, in a way, when I was at a seminar. Some people didn't like it, actually, that, well, the meals were in silence. I mean, I think that's just a very civilized thing to do. Very civilized. And then most of the time, Bhante would start the conversation. It's true to say that one or two of my friends didn't really like that. They felt it was all around Bhante. But fine by me. And as far as I can remember, at that time, Bhante was living on his own. Paramartha was living with his partner in Beaconsfield. Nichabandhu was yet to be. But I'm going to come back to that. Then in 2000, Bhante's eyesight went suddenly. He was in Tuscany, I think. And as is well known, he responded with total equanimity. He famously said, well, he read too much anyway. So he had a lot more time for reflection. And probably not immediately, but after a while, he started getting into audiobooks. Yeah, in the last few years, there were a couple of organizations for the blind or partially sighted. And he had told them what kind of categories of books he liked. 19th century fiction. Obviously, could be not necessarily English fiction, obviously in English, but it could be Russian or French or German. History, biography. Bhante enjoyed whatever just came. And quite often in the latter years, as his secretary or one of his secretaries, I would just tell Bhante, oh, this has come, that has come. And he was very, very open to whatever came. And he would read things or hear things that you might wonder, well, why would he do that? But often when it was fiction, he'd read it before. Maybe when he was 15 or when he was in India. And he would remember, even in some detail, but he may say, oh, I'd like to listen to that again. But yes, a very wide range. His eyesight really didn't seem to bother him, except that I remember a conversation with him, and I think it was around the time that he was starting to get unwell. I'm obviously not very good with dates, but I think it was towards the end of 2002 and in the autumn. His sleeplessness was starting. I was an order convener at that time, particularly for the men in the UK, and we'd arranged that he was going to come for an order weekend to give a talk in November 2002. And just 3 or 4 days before that, he said he wasn't able to come. And I don't remember Bhante ever giving up on a commitment like that. And I'm sure he hated to do it, but he just knew he couldn't do it. And I was spending time with Bhante then because he wasn't well and he was living on his own. And I remember him saying to me about his eyesight, not that he regretted that he couldn't read, but his loss of independence, and that he had been looking forward to what he called his retirement, which of course had been in August 2000. On his, what was that, 75th birthday. And he'd hoped to go off on his own to the seaside. And he couldn't do that. And Bhante did at time feel a bit trapped, actually. And in fact, he felt that at times all the way through, even in recent times. He felt a bit confined. And to his friends, he would quite openly say that. Because I was talking with Paramartha about this, and he was remembering how when Paramartha lived with Bhante at Sukhavati in London in the 1980s, and Bhante may be written about this, I don't know, but Bhante would sometimes just take off in the afternoon. He would go to Charing Cross Road, and where there's many second-hand bookshops, and he would just sort of go off on his own. That really was always with Bhante to the end of his life, that kind of independence. And again, as I think is quite well known, he found old age difficult, particularly initially. And he freely admitted that he had been prepared for death, but not for old age. It wasn't easy for him.